The other group had vanished deeper into the mine.
You all right?
Ryan nodded, waiting at the top of the slippery wooden ladder to climb down into the yellow depths toward level 6.
Mike pissed blood, like he said.
You okay to work?
Shut your fucking mouth, slag! Or come here, and I'll give you something to shut it!
Kate ignored him. By now, everyone on the working gang knew that they had two new members. Ryan had seen the beckoning fingers of the Elder, calling the venomous hunchback to his side, watched the whispered conversation, and heard the name of Zimyanyan mentioned twice. But nothing more had been said or done by anyone in Unit 25. They were allowed only minimal breaks during the long working shift. During one of them, Ryan sat slumped against a wall of black rock, streaming with icy water. He was soaked through, covered in stinking yellow mud, so tired he felt ready to drop.
This is the nearest I ever want to get to hell.
The only good thing about laboring on level 6 was that there weren't many guards around. Why should there be? When you were right at the bottom of the world, there was nowhere else for anyone to go. The rest of the group sat together in a tight, huddled circle, centered on the imposing figure of Elder Bluffield. Ryan was relieved to see that his pristine perfection was marred by patches of wet and smears of sulfur. Nobody had spoken to them, and they'd only learned what work was expected by watching the others. There were 18, including the Elder, and 6 were women, 4 of them relatively young. Most wore gloves, but a couple dug without. Ryan nudged Kate.
You seen the hands of the women?
No.
Look at them when you get a chance.
Why?
They've all lost 3 fingers from the left hand.
What?
Kept the first finger and thumb. Every single woman here.
Why?
Go ask Bluffield.
Maybe I will.
Not now. Now we work, wait, and watch. I don't want anything to happen that'll bring guards down on us.
Sure, sure. How's your back from the bastard with the blaster?
I pissed and I didn't see no blood.
Ryan hesitated, automatically correcting himself, as though Christy had been standing at his shoulder.
I mean, I didn't see any blood.
The rest of the day crept by. Gradually, Ryan slipped into the repetitive pattern of grinding labor, trying to get by doing as little as possible without bringing trouble down on himself or Kate. He'd lost track of just how deep under the mountain they were working. To reach level 6 had meant a number of steep ladders, each of them at least 20 feet long, some nearer 50 feet, and there were steep, twisting tunnels between each level. Ryan's guess was that they were at least 500 feet deep. They'd been issued shovels, picks, and buckets. There was a manual hoist with ropes and pulleys bearing a large iron cauldron. It took 18 heaped buckets of earth and ore to fill it. From the moment they climbed down the first ladder, Ryan and Kate were never dry. The sides of the shafts ran with yellow-brown water, as cold as charity. And at the bottom, on level 6, it lay in a sullen pool, nearly 2 feet deep in places. The shift was nearly ended before any of the others spoke to them. One of the older women stumbled and splashed toward them. She had on black rubber boots, but the mud slopped ceaselessly over their tops.
You two strangers!
Ryan held his shovel defensively across his chest.
What?
Elder Bluffield wants to talk with you.
We don't want to talk to him.
How's that?
The woman looked back over her mud-caked shoulder toward the rest of the group.
Tell him we'll think about it. Maybe we'll talk to him, maybe not.
At the end of the day, there was still no sort of security check on them. As long as a reasonable amount of sulfur was produced and not too many people died, then everyone seemed to be happy. They walked slowly toward the huts that provided them with their sleeping accommodation.
We get a chance to wash?
Sure. You get a couple of minutes with a kind of trough of cold water. That's it.
Ryan wiped his hand over his forehead, looking at the golden scum that came away.
Better than nothing.
The huts contained bunks, one above the other, partitioned off to accommodate a number of disparate groups. For Work Unit 25, there was an area of about 150 square feet, with a small anteroom for washing and for other bodily functions. The latter was a round hole in the floor that opened onto a narrow stream. Ryan and Kay took a pair of empty bunks nearest the door. The rest of the group was huddled together at the opposite end of the room, gathered around Elder Bluffield. As soon as they'd been locked into the rusting hut, two of the women had helped the older man to undress, taking his soiled clothing to wash, dressing him in clean trousers and shirt. Ryan and Kate sat together on the top bunk, their legs swinging, watching their breath as it steamed out into the freezing air.
Rusky doesn't look after his workers, does he?
Why should he? Plenty more out there where this lot came from. What's the longest you heard of anyone surviving in the mines?
One skinny kid on, I think it was 17. Reckoned he'd been here a full year. Could have been lying, though.
Ryan looked up.
Here we go.
The same old woman who'd spoken briefly to them earlier was approaching.
Elder'll see you now.
I can see him from here.
Come talk to him.
He leaned down, making her take a stumbling step backward.
If that old prick wants to speak to us, then he can come all the way over here. Go tell him that, will you?
Sure. Sure, mister, but he won't.
She turned on her heel and walked a few short feet to where the rest of the group was waiting.
You have to be so pissed off?
I've seen these elders before. I know them. They think the sun shines out of their asses and they piss pure silver.
They could betray us.
More likely to leave us alone if they're frightened of us. A little terror buys a lot of friendship.
The discussion was ended. Elder Bluffield swept across the room, his flock of acolytes behind him. Ryan thought that all he needed was a shepherd's crook, and the old man would have looked like one of the paintings of the prophets in old Bible pics.
You are not of our group.
You spotted that, huh?
The elder's hair and beard were washed, glistening damply. His eyes were narrow, close together, and Ryan guessed he was nearsighted. He was peering at the two on the upper bunk with a strained expression that made him resemble a constipated goat.
Why have you joined our closed group? Where have you come from?
Come from out there.
I believe that you have escaped.
Sure, we've escaped, and we're eccentric wealthy barons from the Sunshine West. We just love 12 hours digging in yellow crap while we starve and freeze.
This was obviously the biggest ace on the line. Elder Bluffield clearly expected Ryan and Kate to fall to the floor in shock and dismay.
And I shall report you.
Who to?
To the Ruski.
Ryan nodded and slipped from the bunk to the floor, where he stared at the old man.
You got something right, Elder. We don't belong here. We've been put here. So think about reporting us. Who to? To the... what did you call him? The Rusky, wasn't it?
The man tried to gather his fading dignity around him like a torn bathrobe.
Yes, it was.
The Rusky. That wouldn't be Major Commissar Grigory Zimyanyan, would it? I don't think he'd take to the name of Rusky, do you, Kate?
Think he could get angered. We know what angered means, don't we, Elder? We've seen it, haven't we, Elder Bluffield?
Oh, yes. Yes, we have. You mean that Zimyanyan has placed you here?
Kate wasn't finished. Joining Ryan on the floor, she poked out a finger at the old man, the ragged, gnawed nail snagging on the cloth of his jacket.
We've seen them chained up to die, haven't we, Elder? Just for talking out of line a little. Cuffed up under the rubbish chute so everyone in the mine pisses and shits all over them. For stealing a blanket, wasn't it?
It was. It was.
So you and your followers think triple hard about going to report us being here, won't you?
Bluffield nodded, the corner of his mouth working in a nervous tick.
Silent as a grave, my friend. Sorry to have troubled you.
Ryan knew men, saw that he'd slightly misjudged this one. The elder was cowed for now, but there was a streak of resentment in his face, and hatred in the narrow eyes. It would be wise to watch their backs while around Elder Bluffield.
What do you call your group?
We are a small religious order.
Yeah?
The old man stretched a couple of inches in height, feeling on safer ground.
I was once a deacon in the Brothers of Perpetual Waiting. But there was a rift, and I became a warden with the Warriors of the Bright Lamp. After a quarrel over dogma, I left and took my own apostles with me and formed the Greeters of the Third Coming.
Ryan was genuinely interested in the scope and scale of the Russians' operation.
How come you all ended up here?
We were at prayer.
The old woman held her mutilated hand above her head in what looked like a practiced gesture.
I shall recount it, Sister Ruth.
Keep it short.
We were at one of our meetings, locked together in our mission house, near to what was once Kansas City, Kansas. Naked in the eyes of our Savior, cleaving together, one to another.
Kate nudged Ryan, her face puzzled. He leaned down and put his mouth to her ear.
Which means they were fucking like rabbits.
Bluffield half heard him, but carried on.
Next thing, there's dead-eyed sons of bastards with carbines taking us off to some infernal kind of sleepwag. And when we woke up, we were in this frozen Hades.
How long ago?